Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Got something you want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
I like that. That the intro there. I think Joe faded it up a little late. All I heard was just coit. That was nice. Cut out the Cornishy part. That's good. I just heard coit. On Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
How much did you pay Passarelli for that?
You may have slipped me a 20.
Might have slipped something through the window there to Passarelli, you know.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome back. It's Cornishy and coit on Sports Radio 103.7. WEEI. A lot of text just came in the last like 10 to 15 minutes, which is nice. Nice to see. Let's see. Agree with the new NHL playoff discussion. It sucks. I'm an avid fan, but I can't keep track of who's in, who's out. Go back to the 1-8 format. Confusing to figure out for sure. But I think in terms of the matchups, Scott, you mentioned it. You said like even say like Pittsburgh or Washington or something was like, say it was like a 3-6 matchup or a 2-7 for the Bruins or something like that, and they had to play one of those teams. It's still tough. You know, the NHL, there's a lot of parity in the playoffs. I mean, what was it was the Kings a few years ago that were an 8 seed and out of the West, and they won the Stanley Cup. So right. It's tough either way. You know, however you line it up, it's going to be a tough road either way. Hey, Scott, do you know a gentleman named Frank Almeida at Brown, just retired, worked maintenance janitorial for 20 years?
Not personally, but yes, I know of him.
Okay. That's good. That's very nice. Shout out to Frank.
Yeah.
On Robert Kraft, typical rich trying to weasel their way out. Kraft is a dirty little man who is a billionaire. Your God. I don't think anybody around here ever worshipped Robert Kraft
as
a
god. He's not my god.
No. But I think he was highly thought of and respected, and I think this obviously has taken a hit.
We talked about this. We've talked about this for weeks, and I don't know that anything new's really come up here. The bottom line is this. Robert Kraft may get off and from all the charges, he may not be found guilty of anything. The fact of the matter is he's already lost. In the court of public opinion, he's been convicted, right?
Right.
So, I mean, the public embarrassment, the shame, all that stuff.
Sure.
He's already suffering through that, so he's already lost here.
Yep. Baseball is bringing more rise up with the big money, therefore playoff time. If those players make the playoffs, win championships, it'll make people tune in. The big contracts could be saving baseball. That's an interesting sort of take. Big contracts could be saving it. More money. I'm not sure. Another texter says MLB has a deal with Fox Sports till 2028. After that, they have big problems. TV, that's a great point with TV contracts. That drives a lot of success with the NFL, obviously. So, you know, if something were to happen there, maybe the money goes down at that point as it continues to go up. Like to thank Dan for taking a break from crying about the future of the Pats and mixing in doom and gloom about baseball instead. Oh boy, Dan's getting he's getting a following here. This is funny.
Definitely.
Texter says, guys, two most famous transfers in Brown Bears history, John Heisman and Desmond Cambridge from Kevin and Taunton. That's big. Yeah, it's big. Though I think the Bears are going to be okay going forward. A lot of talent there. Ivy League Coach of the Year. And Mike Martin obviously has done a great job there with
the Bears.
And
it's my understanding that they have a pretty good recruiting class coming in this fall as well.
Good. That's good. A lot of talent coming in.
So it's probably one of those classes where you get a lot of talent coming in, but in an ideal world, you hope that they don't have to play a lot of minutes for you. But I think maybe in this case, maybe they will need some of those freshmen to play significant minutes right away.
Sure. We'll see what happens. Before we go into our last break and last segment, have you watched much of the NCAA tournament down there, Scott?
I have, and I've been a little underwhelmed, to be honest with you. Now, maybe I'm jaded because my Syracuse Orange bowed out in the opening round at Baylor. You know, Frank Howard gets suspended for allegedly testing positive for a drug test. That's the scuttlebutt on him. But, you know, I don't know. I just – when your team loses in the first round, it just takes a little bit of the sizzle out of the tournament for you. And there haven't been any games that have had, like, true buzzer beaters. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
nothing.
A shot at the buzzer to win it. So there have been some close games, but there haven't been games that have literally gone right down to the final shot, the final buzzer. And that, to me, has made it a little – disappointing.
I've liked it. I've liked the fact that the 16 seeds have pushed the one seeds, because I think with UMBC finally breaking the barrier last year, I think it gives these teams hope. I don't think any team that's been a 16, or I think the closest that we've come to a major upset, I think probably was Bradley, because I think that was the 15-2 game. And they really pushed into the second half. You can play well in the first half. If you don't come out for the second half and these one seeds or two seeds get after you coming out of the locker room, you're done for. You know, we saw it last night. Who the heck was it? It was North Carolina, and it was Iona. And Iona was up at the half and playing really well, hitting every shot from beyond the arc. Holy crap. And I was sitting there in the office, and Jeff DeNoyer, our meteorologist, was walking by, and I said, you have to see what happens at the beginning of the second half, because if they don't come out for the second half and North Carolina stomps on them, it's over. And they get a lead, it's over. And that's what happened. North Carolina stomped on them. So, but it's been fun to watch that. I think the 12-5 matchups have been interesting.
That's
11-6s.
Always the case. That is the line that has more upsets than any other. 12s beat 5s all the time. And three of the four 12s have won the 12-5 matchup. The only one that didn't was actually a 12 that I picked. I picked New Mexico State to beat Auburn. They lost by one.
And it was close. Yeah, it was close. It's been fun to see some of the players in this tournament, too, that you hear. If you haven't seen Ja Morant yet, watch him. This kid's got something. He put up a triple-double for Murray State. This kid has – he's got some – we're talking about Duke and Zion and Barrett and those guys, and they're obviously going to have a lot of juice with this tournament, but a guy like Morant or a guy like Culver – was it Texas Tech, I think he plays for. He's going to be a lottery pick. Like, there's some players in this tournament that – you know, should draw some interest from you if you're a basketball fan. These guys are
the
players.
First triple double in the tournament since Draymond Green at Michigan State.
Yeah, the kid was good. The kid's got some swagger about him. So, you know, there's a lot to watch in this tournament too.
Did you see the play that Zion made last night against North Dakota State in the first half?
Yeah,
he at midcourt, he outran a guard, stole the ball, and then he dribbles behind his back and goes up from the left side and lays it in. That was just freakish for a guy
his
size to do that stuff. Oh, man.
It's Zion, man. It's Zion. That's just that's his talent. That's the talent level he has.
I'm Zioned out because that's all ESPN does. It's Zion Williamson all the time.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is I appreciate his talent. He's ridiculous.
I'm fascinated to see where his career goes here with the tournament and where he ends up in the NBA. I think he's the next superstar. I really do. I believe in his talent because of the combination of the athleticism and the size. I'm gonna tune in as much as I can with him. I just want to watch him play. He's special. He really is. All right, let's take our last break. We will come back, and when we come back, we'll be joined by a couple of very special guests: Patriots Team Hall of Famer Matt Light and Nifty Bruins legend Rick Middleton will join us to talk about the 5th annual Bruins Alumni Charity Game when Cordishi and Coit returns on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.